Sammy Landsberger could be the best Sam at the Herald Sun, Wisp. I'm not sure, but at the moment he is over in, well, he's in Southampton covering the World Cup of Cricket, which kicks off from Australian point of view on Saturday week when we take on Afghanistan.
That's right. It does, Gary.
Thanks for your contribution.
Well, you're all over it.
Sam, he's been good enough to join us. Okay, Sammy?
Very happy to hear that, Gary. Not sure the Prince would be too happy about that introduction, but thanks for letting me on the show.
No, lovely to have you. Hey, the Aussies played the Windies. We got through okay. How's Usman's jaw?
Clinical win. Usman's jaw is fine. It's obviously retired hurt after seven balls, made five runs. Rushed straight to the hospital, so there were a few alarm bells at the time, but the scan came back about 4 hours later, all clear. He even trained with the boys the next morning. So they had a rigorous fielding session on Thursday here, local time, and he took part in that. So he's all clear, and he's fit to face England on Saturday night, your time.
And will there be Khawaja and Finch at the top of the order with Warner at three?
Now, that is the million-dollar question. I've got a feeling Warner will open against England on Saturday night. I think this is literally ducks and drakes. Ricky Ponting said on Wednesday that they want to keep every team guessing. They don't want the other sides to know the makeup that Australia will go with. But it is strange that you've got a heavyweight going into the World Cup with their top three undecided. Now, Warner's been pretty scratchy in his four games back since the suspension. We know Khawaja at three might be a little bit of a concern. If he comes in 20 overs in, he could get bogged down by spinners. So which way they go against Afghanistan is still up in the air, but I think they'll flip it and Warner will open against England on Saturday night.
And when it gets to the business end, do you think Warner will be opening?
Well, if Warner is opening, you have to ask the question, is Uzi in the side? Because Shaun Marsh is probably a little bit more versatile, can play anywhere in that middle order. So I think this is one which will change a few times as we go out. I think Uzi will play the first game. But how that unfolds throughout the two-month tournament might change. But Uzi's done enough this year. He's the leading one scorer in 2019 to play against Afghanistan. But Shaun Marsh, two times in England last year, looked really good against the West Indies, 55 not out. So I think they're locked in a two-horse race for one spot in batting lineup. Was he deserves to start, but we'll wait and see how it changes as the games start to play out next week.
Hey, Sam, some of the reporting back here has been centred around the fact that the Australians are going to be sledged over the fence and all that sort of stuff and what the Barmy Army might be saying. Is there any reports about that over there in the UK too, or is it sort of too early for the journalists to start picking up on that part of the lead-up to the World Cup?
Yeah, it's quite funny. Clearly, that's been all the hype going in. I went to the captains today in London where all 10 captains sat down and there were about 200 journalists in the room. Aaron Finch got one question for the entire day and that was about Smith and Warner, but there was nothing heated. There was no real poking about it. There's been a few English journalists over here who have columns who have tried to prick a few spots with their copy, but there's been nothing too heated so far. I think they've sold about 10,000 tickets to the Rose Bowl on Saturday, so there'll be a few fans in the outer, but I think this is going to fizz out a little bit. I mean, when England plays Australia in the World Cup, it is at Lords. I spoke to the Barmy Army the other day. They don't get too many tickets to Lords because of the MCC arrangement. So I think Smith and Warner are in for a little bit of a gentle welcoming. I think the Ashes will be a different story, but for the next 2 months, I think a lot of this story is hot and bubble. I don't think it's going to be as intense as we've made it out to be, probably for the last 12 months.
Now, Sammy, as we let you go, and we've loved talking to you, have you found yourself a nice little local, little pub, little establishment with a nice cold ale there? Have you found the watering hole?
Well, it is warm ale, but I have just wandered outside down to speak to you boys. It is dinner time here. The pie is cooling on the plate, so I look forward to wandering back inside and maybe getting another lager as they brew the old style here. Yeah, it is different. We're looking at over right now at where the Titanic took off in the Isle of Wight. So it's a different part of the world. I look forward to getting back to London. That's to be honest. Yeah.
You a shandy man or a full strength man?
Full strength, Tim. Thank you.
Sammy, great to talk to you. Hopefully we can stay in touch. Enjoy it.
Pleasure, Gary. Thank you. Anytime.